Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Reverend Paul Slatkis. Welcome to our broadcast on Friday, on Good Friday. So it's a religious day. It's a faith-based day. Every day is a faith-based day for all faiths. Today has particular significance for many, and we honor that and in all due respect of the world. So my name is Reverend Paul Slatkis, for those who might not know us. We welcome you to our broadcast today, and we have been sharing this prayer of St. Francis of Assisi from Italy, I believe we'll do that again right now. My computer's running a little slow. I just actually went to do some work on it because I had a pop-up virus. So we spent an hour dealing with that. So I don't know, it still seems to be running slow, which is concerning, but part of life. It's learning how to deal with the ups and downs of life. The road less traveled, said Scott Peck. You just have to be calm and loving and caring and do the best you can. So we've read this because in due respect of those that have lost their life or in suffering at a time like this with a pandemic virus, and for those also that are out there that are living in a troubled lifestyle and world for themselves as well. So the important thing is that we all love each other. It's all about love and peace, and we continue on with that message. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, we all say, Amen, all women. So I've wanted to state once again that I spent some years, I am an ordained minister by the state of New York, interfaith, all faiths, and I am legally bound and able to do different important events in people's lives. And I share that with all. If somebody would like a virtual wedding, I guess I can do that. If somebody needs a virtual burial, if somebody needs a virtual consultation, whatever you need, you're welcome to contact us, and that's a beautiful thing. Psalm 91, be blessed. Okay, Psalm 91 says James. Thank you, James. I don't have Psalm 91 right in front of me right now, but it would be interesting. Maybe I can get Psalm 91. My computer's running kind of slow, but let's see if it can lift it up here. Okay, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, by my God, in whom I trust, because he loves me, say the Lord. I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. That's Psalm 91. All right, interesting. Interesting. Thank you, James, for sharing that. Anybody else have anything to share? Hi, Robbie. I'd be happy to share. That's actually the mission of good news is all we are is what we are for each other. And 21 years later, 5,000 shows of people doing good. That's our desire. We haven't deviated from that desire. We continue to focus on that caring, loving, sharing mindset, okay? And we will continue on with that because it's the right thing for us to do, and to be perfectly honest, it's what I was born to do. I love people, and people love people, and we need to utilize media to share the positive thinking that the world does have and the people of the world have. You know, what we're saying, give peace a chance. The fact of the matter is that most of the world lives in peace. If they didn't, we wouldn't be here. One. Two, let's focus on positive life-affirming content. So our good news has done that, and we stick with it. You can't say anything not nice about anybody else. We have our standards and practices, just like when I was at CBS Television and Channel 13 PBS, 14 years, 150 network shows. And, you know, I've been blessed to have a strong corporate background to run a broadcast company. And a broadcast company that has changed over the years. But what hasn't changed over the years is this. Through the centuries, similar health concerns occurred with stress and resolve. The word is resolve. Let's continue with the resolve, the positiveness. And this, too, will pass. We pray. We pray, right? This is the 1918, 1920, as the mayor, Governor Cuomo, reached out and said, you know, let's, and I have sirens in the background. I'm on the Upper West Side, West 80th Street. Hey, all right, so this too will pass. We pray for those that are in need right now here and everywhere. It's always good to think everywhere. See, we have that world here, hug a planet. We have that world here. We have the world here. It's all about the world as well as our local concerns, our own family concerns. We're a family of man slash woman. And we like to think that. So this is, there was a plague in 1720. There was a plague in 1820, cholera. The Spanish flu was in 1920 and 2020, sorry. Seems that history repeats itself every year's coronavirus. Hey, okay, so people are working on medicines. People are working on vaccinations. I got a call from the Ukraine last night, and I'm going to look a little further through with something that they've been using for AIDS. And let's pray that that is another outreach potential for the cure of coronavirus. So what we're doing here on the website is we're sharing these live shows. Actually, today I learned how to use Zoom. And we will have the camera up there. Big Brother's watching me. And so we're just going to try a Zoom show, too, since all I'm doing is Facebook Live. But I could actually do the Zoom show, and you could all be seen if you so desire. Let me deal with that next week. Listen, if you're not on our newsletter, which we only send out like once a week, if I can get my act together to do that, it's down here. It's at the bottom of our homepage. Please get on it because we will send out another newsletter. It does have a lot of good information. Look at all the companies we've had over the years supporting positive life-affirming content. So we did this story, did this. Now, Heroes is one additional area that I want to just mention, only because I'm asking you. You know Heroes out there. You're welcome to either come here and put down the hero information as a response, a comment. You're welcome to email me, paul.slatkus@goodnewsbroadcast.com. And if you have a picture, if you have a story, whatever you want, our site here is for you. And what we've been doing on this is that at 7 o'clock here on the Upper West Side, I think and all over Manhattan, we are sharing the banging of the pots, the yelling of the children, the giving of the souls to those that are so kind to us. Oh, I heard that Google, on the Google Doodle, the Doodle Google, of which we have a show on here with Marissa Mayer, who became the CEO of Yahoo. And they said, this girl's going to go. This girl's going well. Interview her. All right, I interviewed her. So, and her mother, I believe, was a librarian. Like my mother. And so here's a nice picture here. She's on Good News somewhere. And but there's a lot of heroes. You're all heroes. You're all doing your thing. You're home. You're a hero. Everybody's doing what they can do. So you know what? Here's a little Upper West Side. It's from my backyard. Thank you.
You're part of that yelling and screaming. We all scream for each other. All we are is what we are for each other. seven p.m. we'll do it again live. Thank you everybody for tuning in right now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Upper West Side, 789. That's over there. Media, come on. All right. Let's pray. And be thankful.
Pray and be thankful. That's what we need to do. All right, and we all are, and that's the good news. A lot of good people doing good things and nice thoughts and happy with sharing the good in the world, and continue to do that. Well, here's my dashboard. I don't know why my computer's running so slow, but I just did some work on it. So obviously, it's gonna run slow or not at all. Who's ever had any aggravation from working on a computer? Raise your hand. So when we do this Zoom thing, you can raise your hand, right? And that would be kind of interesting. We could see hands raised on that little picture the size of a penny. All right. So, hey, sauna time. This is in-home saunas. And you get a discount for a good news person. And there's a lot of good credentials on this. Interesting. This is that International Day of Conscience show that we just did on Monday, for the United Nations International Day of Conscience, with the FOPAL organization and with the country of Bahrain. And we have some interesting comments here on the cure for and the why coronavirus is here. We have some video, and no, actually it's an audio piece from those in China. You might not know, but we've been involved with China for 35 years. And we're very involved with getting masks and ventilators and respirators. I've been doing that for the last 3-4 weeks into America, full time, day and night, because that is extremely important to us. That's how I can help, knowing people like that and bringing it to the state and the city. And if you know people that need it and they're in good corporate, I will say government position, any state or any place in the world, we're about the world, let me know, please. Because to get it through the system is not an easy task at all. You need to know the people and the players. You basically mean you need to know the procurement departments, you need to know the business people, mainly because that's the people that will make the decision whether they want what you have. So now I'm going to my... Woodstock Forever, well, that's the sizzle reel. Boys, this thing's running so slow. I'm so sorry. But I want to go to the movie. We have a sizzle reel. Oh, this is from our Peace Day Party stuff. But I think that this, you know, the Woodstock Forever is this peace, love, and hope. And, you know, soon we're going to be able to go Zoom live. You'll all be able to be on. You know, I keep doing interviews, thousands and thousands and thousands. And they're on Good News. But I'm going to start doing it live on this Facebook. And then we put it up on YouTube, and we got to deal with the YouTube because we have music on here that they say we're not allowed to have, even though we are allowed to have because it's fair use and because we're a broadcaster of Good News 21 years with all the accreditations. But in any case, we'll deal with that at a later moment. So let's see where we are here. 2 hours and 15 minutes. I think we ended. It doesn't really matter where we go in this movie, I feel, because there's a lot of peace, love, and hope in this movie. So we start off actually with Richie Havens because we did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock, 1989. And the premise of this whole movie is built around the mindset of peace, love, and hope, which was what Woodstock represented. So I'm calling it Forever because it is forever. Peace, love, and hope is always forever and will ever, ever, always, ever, 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 always do. So let's see here. I'm going to go here. Whoop. Yeah, there's the Brits. Soccer. Football. Neil Diamond sings Love.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fire. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind.
So we have a little Name That Tune. So Name That Tune. I even worked on it at CBS. Got about 10 seconds. Name That Tune. Let's see if we got another one. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, this is cool. All right, let me see who knows this one. This is from a while ago. Who's dancing? Boy, could they dance. Who are these people? Jackie Wilson. Some love. Oh, this is love. I got love on the bottom there. There it is. I forgot. We should go to Claire and do some yoga. Okay, right after this one. Life is when you're in the world and you're all in the world. There's 8 billion of us. All right. Last one. This is my favorite. Oh, no, it's not my favorite. I'll take that back. But I do have a master's degree in it, the Beatles. Not a whole master's degree, a third of it. Well, listen to this guy.
Say that because I have more than faith. I have the knowledge to know that we will continue as a human race and people together.
Hi, my name is
Claire. Claire.
Welcome to the invigorating yoga routine. This is best performed early in
the
morning.
Here is Claire.
Early afternoon.
Oh, God is good.
Or whenever you need a boost of energy to rejuvenate.
Sorry, I'm moving this camera around.
And energize your body, mind, and soul. Let's begin. Create a comfortable space, and remember, turn off your cell phone. This will make your experience much more enjoyable. We'll start standing, bringing our hands to heart, and close your eyes and take a moment to center yourself. Breathing in and out, full. It's
Deepak Chopra's yogi. Breaths. 25 years.
Breathing in and out through your nostrils. We'll begin with breath of joy. Bring your arms down by your sides. It's a three-part breath, inhaling through the nostrils three times and exhaling out the mouth. So we inhale, inhale, inhale. Inhale, inhale, inhale. One more. Inhale, inhale, inhale up. And exhale, hands to heart. Close your eyes and connect with your heartbeat.
Okay, everybody. So, thank you. I'm going to show you what's going on outside right now because I've been doing that each and every day. But what it is nature. This is where we'll do it 7 o'clock. It's drizzling out. Oh, I got a phone. Oh, it just started drizzling. So the magnolia is starting to, leaves are starting to fall down. Had these guys back here a long time. And I'll have to say this is what we are. Shad tree's coming out, variegated shad tree. When it starts to come out, the shad in the Hudson River spawns, has babies. Soon the great Atlantis tree will be shedding its babies and creating more of the Atlantis. And that's the famous tree that grows in Brooklyn. Okay, from the book. It's a windy one. Okay, we like this. I've been promoting this mindset. You all know that mindset. Right, Melissa? Manuel? Chris? Nitin? Charles? Thank you all so much. Alexandra? James? Oh, thank you all so much. These are a couple of leaves from the tree. This is the big quartz rock from Montauk. And I can't wait to get out to Montauk. And if any of you want to go to Montauk, I got a place out there. That's not the temperature in Montauk. That's the temperature here. Then just let me know. I can help you with that. All right. It would be my honor to. Let's feed the animals. Animals are us. Let's feed everybody in the world. They are us. It's one Mother Earth. And here's the picture to prove it. Apollo 17. The Blue Marble, most famous. Photo. Robert Forenza from Hug a Planet gives me these cards with virtues. Courtesy. Obedience. Let's see. Courage. Let's see what the last one is. Mercy. Mercy, mercy. Mercy to those that are in pain today. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to do one more thing. May peace prevail on earth. And, Bob Newhart. You know, the reason I got all this stuff and is because, see, I grew up with a little shoe store in Tarrytown, New York. And my daddy used to do the windows. And we used to go down and we used to get all these kinds of cool things and give it to the people in the store. Something like this. This is a good example. You know, so they'd come back. And hopefully they didn't need to use something like that. Listen, don't forget that it's good to wear glasses as well when you have the mask on. That's why that new mask with the shield is a good thing. And we have millions of the N95s. I'm trying to get it to the people. Tain't easy. You might wonder why. It's just because it's just the way it is. But we're close. We had 20 million sold, actually. But then, by the time the decision was made, they were gone. All right, we're going to do something from Louise Hay. And read something. Once again, welcome. I love life. Wow, I love life. I was blessed to work on Love of Life. That was the soap opera I worked on. I look forward to every moment of it. Okay. Let's see what happens here now. I'm going to put this here. I'm going to play this piano song. Maybe fitting. Song I play at our temple. You're welcome to come and join us at our actor's temple anytime, and I will reach out one more time. Also, as a reverend, anybody who needs reverendship officiating, legally bound, state authorized, just let me know. It'd be my honor to do whatever I can do. And I've done a lot of weddings, and I've done virtual. We buried a dog of a good friend. So I'm going to do this. It's Passover time. And this is an interesting song because Exodus is a lot of people have to do that. To find their home or to save them their lives. CBS sports host and anchorman. Mm-hmm. So we pray for everybody. Had a good day. Let's pray for those in need. May peace, love, harmony, and acceptance come to all in need. If I can do anything for you, just let me know. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I am not going anywhere. Sorry, Mom. Lottie B. You're all welcome to share anything, share anybody on that Heroes page, or send me an email, and I'll be happy to broadcast it. And this too will pass, and the wild and fun that we've had before will happen again. It's, of course, a matter of time. But now, there's no doubt about it. This is not a comfortable scenario. All right, thank you, everybody. Thanks a lot for watching, and have a good weekend, and let's pray, and let's pray that there's a vaccination and a way to get rid of this horrible, malicious virus.